KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly sunny skies, and it's 34 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning and increasing cloudiness today with scattered afternoon showers possible. A high around 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In an update to a story yesterday, officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce said Wednesday that First Whitney Bank and Trust has matched the $10,000 donation to the Atlantic Small Business Relief Fund. As we previously mentioned, the fund will be used to provide grants to local small businesses currently suffering economic hardship due to COVID-19. The funds are not intended to replace a loss of actual or anticipated revenue, but to provide businesses with funds to keep them viable during this public health crisis. Applications will be available beginning Monday, May 11th at 9 a.m. at AtlanticIowa.com on the web, and the applications will close Friday, May 15th at noon. The grants will range from $500 to $2,500. To apply, businesses must have a 50022 zip code. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce membership for participation is not required, although preference will be given to current members and or businesses that have not received state or federal funds previously. Applications will be reviewed by a committee and awarded pending the availability of funds. In order to help as many businesses as possible, if you are interested in donating to the fund, you can contact the chamber at 712-243-3017. Email them or mail your donations to 102 Chestnut Street in Atlantic, 50022. After a successful egg giveaway in Atlantic last month, more donors have stepped up to provide free eggs to people in Cass County this coming Saturday, May the 9th. Cumberland, Messina, and Atlantic will be the egg giveaway sites on Saturday. The eggs purchased from Southwest Iowa Egg in Messina are being paid for by anonymous donors. The eggs will be handed out by members of the Cass County Local Food Policy Council and Egg for All. Only one person from each household is asked to collect the eggs, and masks are appreciated. Eggs will be handed out in flats of 30 eggs. The eggs are clean and chilled, but ungrated and unwashed. The eggs are available to anyone who needs them. There is no requirement to prove need. People who may not need eggs themselves are encouraged to consider getting them for a neighbor or a friend. Now, the egg giveaway this Saturday will be in Cumberland at Cumberland Share and Care, which is at Cumberland United Methodist Church, from 10 a.m. until 10:30 or until supplies are gone. In Messina, at Southwest Iowa Egg in Messina, from 11 to 11:30 a.m. Saturday until supplies are gone. And in Atlantic at Iowa Western Community College parking lot from 1 until 2 p.m. on Saturday, again until they're all gone. If you're interested in purchasing eggs from Southwest Iowa Egg, they are selling them from their Messina office at 74877 Clark Avenue on Tuesdays and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. A flat is normally sold for $3, and again, that contains 30 eggs. A dozen is for a buck and a quarter. You must bring your own cartons or containers if you buy anything other than a flat. And home delivery is available within the city limits of Messina and Bridgewater. For more information on local food, farmers markets, and food access, you can follow Cass County Local Food Policy Council on their Facebook page at Cass County Local Food. If you have any questions, contact Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870. The Board of Directors of the Atlantic Community School District will meet tomorrow morning at 7:30 for a special board meeting due to the state of public health disaster emergency issued by Governor Kim Reynolds. That limits the gatherings to less than 10 people, but this will be an electronic meeting, so board members will meet electronically and will not meet together in an actual physical location. Any member of the public can view the live meeting on TV and YouTube at the following link on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And during their session, the board will act on approving the 2020-21 master contracts with the Atlantic Education Association. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a proclamation allowing campgrounds, drive-in movie theaters, tanning facilities, and medical spas to be reopened through the state tomorrow. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa dentists will be able to perform routine procedures if their office has enough masks and other personal protective equipment. Last Friday, restaurants and other businesses were allowed to reopen in 77 Iowa counties. Social and fraternal clubs in those counties may reopen this Friday to serve food and beverages, but at 50% capacity. In the other 22 counties, fitness centers can start taking appointments and let one person in at a time to work out. Malls and other retail businesses can reopen at half capacity, too. However, restaurants in the 22-county zone must remain closed. I'm OK Henderson.
In the funeral announcements, Millery Brow, age 100, of Messina, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Public graveside services for Millery Brow will be held at noon on Friday at the Messina Center Cemetery with social distancing observed. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Judy Kiger, age 71, of Audubon, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Judy Kiger will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Wilbert Lynn Hubbard, age 100, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Walnut, died April 25th. Private family graveside services for Wilbur Hubbard will be on Saturday at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Jeffrey Hansen, age 62, of Atlantic, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jeffrey L. Hansen will now be private. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Dorothy Wolfe, age 80, of Exira, died Sunday. A private family funeral service for Dorothy Wolfe will be held at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ernest Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died Sunday. A public visitation with the family and a funeral service for Ernest Thompson will be held at a later date. Glee Mickelson, age 102, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen House. Services for Glee Mickelson are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Owen Hansen, age 80, an Atlantic native, died Friday, and there will be no services, but the family asks that you think of good memories of Owen and remember him in your prayers. Hamilton's on Westtown Parkway in West Des Moines is handling the arrangements for Owen Hansen. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen.